Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. This is Wild Bill and welcome to your place. I wanted to take a few moments and talk to you tonight. We don't have our normal starting music, and really we don't really have a topic of discussion. There's not a sermon that I felt to share. We don't have guest speakers lined up for tonight. This is going to be a different show because it's not a show. And you're like, what in the world are you talking about, Wild Bill? Well, I just wanted to take a moment here and just really talk about what your place is. Your place is a place to where you can go and you can share a topic of discussion, you can share a sermon, you can share a book you've written, you can talk about maybe an album you're putting together, whatever it is that's burning on your heart. It may be something that has to do with current events. The only qualification for you to be able to be a guest speaker on this show to share what it is that you have is that you have to understand that we have a family audience, which means that we don't allow any cursing, and we don't allow people to come onto the show and make comments on things in a vulgar way. That's the restrictions right there. As a speaker on this show, we don't go in and have this overpowering mic where we make you sound less and we try to make it, you know, where we're really the expert and you're the stupid person that's trying to share something on here. We don't do that. We don't do it with the people that speak on our show, and we don't do it with the people that call in. Now, have we made some mistakes in the past? Yes, going through the process of putting this show together, there's times to where I've actually been out on the road with my job, not been able to hear all of a message and tried to come in and make some comments where I accidentally had offended a guest speaker one time. Actually, I only remember one time this ever happened. And I was very, very sorry about it. You know, after the fact, I went to the person and allowed them to come back if they wanted to re-speak. And what I was trying to do was get them expanded to an area that really didn't have to do with the topic that they were sharing. And it has more to do with what was going on in my life at the time than what was going on with the topic that was being presented. But that was only one time that this ever happened. We learn from the process. If we're not totally aware of what's going on, we've had some things where we've been disconnected. Not to come in and make a lot of comments. The great thing about this show, when you're a guest speaker, whatever it is, you have to understand that at the end we're going to open up the microphones and that people can they can voice their comments. They can ask questions, whatever it is that you had to do with. There again, people that call in, and if they can't, you know, keep their language clean, they can't keep the topic clean of what they have to say, they will be banned from being able to call into our show. That's just the way it is. This is a family show. We have no way to stop you from saying what you're saying at the time, but we can make sure that you don't get a chance to do it again. Tonight, as we're talking about what your place is, I want to remind everyone we have this great thing called Archives. You can go to the Archives of our show, like for last week. We had some authors on here from a book. I said authors. It actually has seven that had to do with the book, but only five of those were able to call in. But we had a person that was part of their club or group where they worked together and put their minds into the next books they're writing. And it was a very famous person that came in. If you want to know who it is, go to the archives, listen to last week's show. I want to spark your interest to go back and listen. It was a fantastic show. It was me talking with, six women. And I was totally, if it would have been a mental confrontation, I was outgunned. There's no doubt about it. Also, I want to let pastors know with this show that we have here that for men and young men and women who are trying to get their license to be preachers, I know part of that process is that they have to be able to preach so many sermons in a month during the time they're going through process. You can look at us as an outlet for your people to do this. It doesn't matter if you have a burning sermon. It don't matter if we even agree with what you're saying. There again, I understand where you can ask questions at the end. Other people can ask questions. People can make comments. There's always that process that goes along with this show. We're not going to limit people to being on this show that we agree with. If that's all we did, then how can we grow? How can we stretch our minds? How can we think outside the box? How can we learn from each other? Because that's what it's all about. The interaction is one that's designed to help us learn, to help us really reach out into areas that we normally would reach out into. And so even though it's not comfortable for most of us, we don't like change and we don't like to have things where people try to push other thought process on us. If we just open up our minds and really think about what the other person is saying, and then you can always voice your objection, comment, or question, then what have you lost? If it can all be a positive part of what's going on. But as I said before, we're opening things up. You can talk about politics. You can talk about current events. You can share something what you feel about a holiday. You can have a sermon. Whatever it is that you feel is important that you would like to share to a larger audience, because we have an international audience. A lot of our people don't listen live. They listen to the archives. And what we're hoping that you will do tonight is we would like for you to go back and go through a search and look at some of the different topics we had and maybe find something that sparks an interest to you and listen to it tonight. Maybe it might be the show we had where we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, and we actually had a military vet that had came back that had been injured that had a brain injury as well as suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It may be something that has to do where we're talking about evolution. It may be something where we had people calling in and talked about how they believe that science proves that creation of the Bible is wrong. And you're welcome to go back and look at that and see about it. And then we can bring these topics back up again. You know, one of the things that I've learned in life where the cycle of life is Christmas comes every year. Birthdays come every year. St. Patrick's Day comes every year. And so some of the things, you know, we have election, presidential elections every 4 years. You know, there may be something to do with local politics where you are. Maybe something that you feel is newsworthy for your area that needs to be brought out to the rest of the world to understand. Maybe something with banking, insurance, just whatever it is. We all can grow in that process. Now, as a rule, I'm always going to try to look for a spiritual application to tie into what the topic is. And normally that's not hard to do when you look at things as they are happening. But I pray that, let me go back. I want to thank all of you for taking time to make this show the success it is, for all the people that reach out and listen. We couldn't do this without you. And we want to encourage you to like us on the Your Place page at blogtalkradio.com. And we also want to encourage you to go to our Facebook page, Your Place, and like us there. The more exposure we get, the more the message go out. And then if you got a comment you want to share later or topics, that can go out to an international audience. And the more that listens, the more your perspective might go out there and help change someone's life. I know it's hard to believe, but your perception of something might be a key to what somebody's going through totally across the world from where you're located at, but in the same type situation where your words can help them. Isn't that amazing? The power of a word that you can speak peace into someone's life, you can speak love into someone's life, you can speak an assurance into what's going on in someone's life. Or maybe it might be to where you have a direction that they might not have ever thought about going. You can speak to them in a way that nobody else can, that turns their life completely upside down and changes their direction to where they can be more than what they ever thought was possible for themselves to be. The power of the word. So anyway, I pray that God blesses you this week, that you had a great weekend last week, and that you come back next week, next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. That's our scheduled time. And I promise you we'll be back with the show. So God bless you. Have a good night.